I am using radio voice.
Here are several fine young men who I'm sure are going to go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Prunes.
Dusty Springfield.
Tim Buckley.
Gordon Lightfoot.
The Moby Grapes.
Richard Thompson.
This is Balcony Radio.
It certainly is.
Welcome to the balcony again.
The balcony once again is open for your enjoyment.
Yes.
And edification.
Ooh. What? Edification? Someone is remembering SAT words tonight for no reason.
No reason at all. Just in a good mood because we got
You're very eloquent.
Yes, we've got some good music to play tonight.
We've got some great music to play tonight.
And
we say every time that we have something special. But today...
Today is truly special. It's Legend Night.
Today... Oh, beyond legend. You
beyond
know,
legend.
All right. We've discussed many times that you've drank from the fountain of Zappa, the Kool-Aid fountain of Frank Zappa.
That's right.
And here tonight... And eventually, we're gonna do a Zappa show that you'll curate, and I'll just sit here and just enjoy, or not enjoy.
Okay.
But tonight, yes. We're doing my guy.
Yes, your guy.
This is the guy who I believe invented popular music. It's Bob Dylan.
It's very easy to say that because he's been all over the map. He's done
all
it
over
all.
The map, and it just if you don't reference Dylan, if you're not influenced by Dylan, you're fucking awful. You really are. I mean, this is one of those things you just have to listen to. You don't have to enjoy it, but it just you have to at least give it a try.
That's right.
Especially if you consider yourself a music fan.
And since I am a music fan, and I have such a puny Bob Dylan collection, I'm embarrassed
Dylan
by that.
Your Dylan phase is really minuscule.
Very minuscule.
And your Dylan collection on the wall here is really embarrassing.
I'm sorry.
I'm horrible. I have almost everything because it's Bob, and I notice your Zappa collection here is like two fucking rows in the library.
It's three rows.
Your Zappa is three rows. Here's your Dylan. I couldn't spell
it's,
alphabetical.
It's four records. No. Oh, great. Oh, he's pulling my Dylan records off of the CD shelf.
You have the Basement Tapes?
Yes.
Right, I'll give you that one. That's great. And you have Blood on the Tracks, my favorite record of all time.
Yes.
The best record ever recorded.
Yes.
You have Desire, which I know that you think is Bob's best, and I like, but I think it's not comparable to the one Blood on the Tracks, which came out right before it. So that's a pretty good two-record run that he did, these two.
Those are great records.
In about a year, yeah. And you have Blonde on Blonde, which, if you didn't have Blonde on Blonde, I'd fucking walk out of here. How much, Bob, do you have on vinyl?
Just a few things. I've actually got Self-Portrait and Greatest Hits Volume 1 and 2 and a few other things. So
right.
I'm better on vinyl than I am on CDs.
Yeah, in the next break, let's pull out your vinyl and see what you've got. But right now you're at four CDs, which is just really puny.
Very puny, very
sad,
and I'm
tonight,
sorry about that.
Tonight it's also educating you, I guess.
That's right. Well, I will be educated. You will give me an education, and we're going to play some really good Bob Dylan tonight.
And we're going to start out with his demo I found online that's ultra, ultra muy obscure. That's just a good place to start. Someplace nice and mellow.
Okay, and
let's
we'll
ease
do it.
Into Bob.
Well, I ain't got my childhood or friends I once didn't know. No, I ain't got my childhood or friends I once didn't know. But I still got my voice left. I can take it anywhere I go. So I guess I'm doing fine. And I never had much money, but I'm still around somehow. No, I never had much money, but I'm still around somehow.
Trouble.
at my command. But I don't need no armies, I got me one good friend. Hey, hey, so I guess I'm doing fine. I've been kicked in a whip and trampled on. I've been trotted just like you. I've been kicked in a whip and trampled on. I've been shot at just like you. But as long as the world keeps a turning, I just keep a turning too. Stones might cut my face. My road, it might be rocky. Stones might cut my face. But hey, some folks ain't got no road at all. They gotta stand in the same old place. Hey, hey, so I guess I'm doing fine. Down the street the dogs are barking, and the day is getting dark. As the night comes in a falling, the dogs lose their bark. And the silent night will shatter from the sounds inside my mind. Isn't one too many mornings and a thousand miles behind. From the crossroads of my doorstep, my eyes start to fade. And I turn my head back to the room where my love and I have laid. And I gaze back to the street, the sidewalk, and the sign. And I'm one too many mornings and a thousand miles behind. Is a restless, hungry feeling that don't mean no one no good. When everything I'm a saying, you can say it just as good. You're right from your side, and I am right from mine. We're both just one too many mornings and a thousand miles behind.
Schmidt. He lives in Cambridge. Rick's a blues guitar player. I met him one day in the green pastures of Harvard University.
Baby, let me follow you down. Well, I'd do anything in this God Almighty world if you just let me follow you down. Can I come home with you? Baby, can I come home with you? Yes, I'd do anything in this God Almighty world if you just let me come home with you. Baby, let me follow you down. Baby, let me follow you down. And I'd do anything in this God Almighty world if you just let me follow you down. I pounded on a farmhouse looking for a place to stay. I was mighty, mighty tired. I'd come a long, long way. I said, hey, hey, in there, is there anybody home? I was standing on the steps, feeling most alone. When out comes a farmer, he must have thought that I was nuts. He immediately looked at me and stuck a gun into my guts. I fell down to my bended knees, saying, I dig farmers, don't shoot me, please. He cocked his rifle and began to shout, are you that traveling salesman that I have heard about? I said, no, 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 I'm a doctor and it's true. I'm a clean-cut kid and I've been to college too. Then comes his daughter, whose name was Rita. She looked like she stepped out of the Dolce Vita. I immediately tried to cool it with her dad and told him what a nice, pretty farm he had. He said, what do doctors know about farms, pray tell? I said, I was born at the bottom of a wishing well. Well, by the dirt beneath my nails, I guess he knew I wouldn't lie. He said, I guess you're tired. He said it kind of sly. I said, yes, 10,000 miles today I drove. He said, I got a bed for you underneath the stove. Just one condition, you can go to sleep right now, that you don't touch my daughter and in the morning milk the cows. I was sleeping like a rat when I heard something jerking. There stood Rita looking just like Tony Perkins. She said, would you like to take a shower? I'll show you up to the door. I said, oh no, no, I've been through this movie before. I knew I had to split, but I did not know how. When she said, would you like to take that shower now? Well, I couldn't leave unless the old man chased me out, 'cause I'd already promised that I'd milk his cows. I had to say something to strike him very weird, so I yelled, I like Fidel Castro and his beard. Rita looked offended, but she got out of the way as he came charging down the stairs saying, what's that I heard you say? I said, I like Fidel Castro, I think you heard me right. And I ducked as he swung at me with all his might. Rita mumbled something about her mother on the hill. As his fist had hit the icebox, he said he's gonna kill me if I don't get out the door in 2 seconds flat. You unpatriotic, rotten Dr. Commie Rat. Well, he threw a Reader's Digest at my head and I did run. I did a somersault as I seen him get his gun and crashed through the window at 100 miles an hour and landed fully blast in his garden flowers. Rita said, come back, and he started to load. The sun was coming up and I was running down the road. Well, I don't figure I'll be back there for a spell. Even though Rita moved away and got a job at a motel, he still waits for me, constant on the sly. He wants to turn me into the FBI. Me, I romp and stomping, thankful as I romp. Without freedom of speech, I might be in the swamp. I can't understand. She let go of my hand and left me here facing the wall. I'd sure like to know why she'd go, but I can't get close to her at all. Though we kissed through the wild blazing that time, she said she would never forget. But now morning is clear, it's like I ain't here. She acts like we never met. It's all new to me, like some mystery. It could even be like a myth. But it's hard to think on that she's the same one that last night I was with. From darkness dreams I deserted. Am I still dreaming yet? I wish she'd unlock her voice once and talk, instead acting like we never met. If she ain't feeling well, then why don't she tell, instead of turning her back to my face? Without any doubt, she seems too far out for me to return to or chase. There was skirted suede as the guitar played. Her mouth was watery and wet. But now something has changed. Pussy ain't the same. She just acts like we never have met. If I didn't have to guess, I'd gladly confess to anything I might have tried. If I was with her too long, or I've done something wrong, I'd wish she'd tell me what it is, I'll run and hide. Though the night ran swirling and whirling, I remember her whispering, yet. But evidently she don't, evidently she won't. She just acts like we never have met. Thank you. today. I'll be on my way. Of this I can't say very much. But if you want me to, I can be just like you and pretend that we never have touched. And if anybody asks me, is it easy to forget? I say it's easily done. You just pick anyone and pretend that you never have met.
Yes, indeed.
I love that song.
Very nice.
That's
song.
A great song. So you didn't know that Jimi Hendrix does that song?
No, I did not.
I don't think it's on. I'm not sure if it's on any record or release or an actual release. You know, they've been how many Jimmy
how many
live Jimmys put out? But I know it's something that he did live, and I've seen video of it, and it's Jimmy doing Bob Dylan.
Well, that's a really great song.
It's a good song, and the hearing Jimmy do it, it just rocks too. And it's live Jimmy doing that song, doing "I Don't Believe You." Shacks Like We Have Never Met is the name of it. It's one of my favorite Boga songs.
That's good.
I'm gonna let you read it, though.
You're gonna let me tell. Okay, great. All right. So we started out with "Guess I'm Doing Fine," a demo from. Way
from nothing,
back when.
From the internet.
From the internet. You found that here, there, to there.
It's
nip.
A demo for something that I guess didn't make one of his first two records. So okay. It's something very, very old.
Wow, that's some history right there.
It's a good
there.
Song, too.
There's another one also in there from The Times They Are, Changing One Too Many Mornings, a classic record from him. I know that record is an excellent record, despite
you not owning it. I have your Bob vinyl right here, too.
Believe it or not, I am familiar with a lot of Dylan records.
Oh, I know you are. You just don't own them, and you fucking should.
Yeah, well, okay, so that's me. Baby Let Me Follow You Down was also in there, the classic studio recording of that one with the spoken
the
touch
and blues part at the beginning. We don't like that, but the song is good.
I'm sorry.
That's on Bob's first record, the self-titled Bob Dylan.
Yes, and another song in there I've never heard of called Motorpsycho
Nightmare.
From Another Side of Bob Dylan. Yeah. I'm sorry, I've never heard that song.
The song is about nothing.
It's absolutely. Well, he's. Well,
it's
he
a story
does that
song
a
that's just bizarre. But I love that song.
And I Don't Believe You, She Acts Like We Never Met. Finish that out from Another Side also. And you are listening to Time for Bob here on the balcony.
So I have in hand your vinyl collection.
My
Bob.
Vinyl Bob collection.
All right, you have Bob Dylan's Greatest Hits Volume 2, which is actually a real good. You know, I'm going to say that's a good place to start because it's sort of mid-period Bob, really.
Well, it's got
it has a couple
Highway
of really,
61 on it, and
but
it's,
I mean, the only really old song it has on there is "Don't Think Twice," and after that, everything is like Highway 61 on. So it's like 65 to 71 Bob, which is a really productive period. But then he had his car accident in the middle and took a couple years off. So. But that's a great record, man.
Yes,
that's a good
it
call.
Is. Absolutely.
And then you have the Greatest Hits Volume 1, which is an even better record to have, which is basically all the epic songs.
Of Highway 61.
Off a couple of those records in the mid-60s. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. And I always love the cover, too, with Bob's hair.
Well, and those are the shots from Bangladesh.
Is that from Bangladesh?
Most of those pictures are the
Those are great shots of the lighting. And
Bangladesh and
Bob's wild Jufro.
That one is also Bangladesh
as
well.
Yeah, that's right.
So...
And then you have Blonde on Blonde, of course. So you have it on vinyl and CD.
That's right.
Which is the best thing you've ever done. And then you have Self Portrait, which just seems like it sticks out in like a sort of.
Well, there are some good tracks.
I know
on
there
Self
are.
Oh, and the band is uncredited.
The band is uncredited, and they're amazing, but a lot of the songs are kind of like, oh, fuck. You know?
Yeah.
It's not a great Bob record, but it's an interesting Bob record, and the cover's cool, and you have it on vinyl with that painting that Bob did.
There are some throwaway tracks on
there. There is a lot of throwaway. I mean, like, the first song, he's not even on the first song. He doesn't even bother.
No, some of it, it's like
all the
thrown together.
Tired horses
I think this
are
is
just,
like patchwork, you know?
Yeah, it's patchwork. Like, All the Tired Horses, track one, that's just a choir of women singing that phrase for like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
It means that Bob couldn't be buggered to start with a really good song on his record. He threw up something weird. So
I think it's still worth purchasing.
I know you have some off days coming up from work. I think you should use them to go to the record store.
Go to the record store and beef up my Dylan collection. And
beef up your Dylan collection. The guy at the counter will be impressed with you, and he'll look at you and say, "What took you so long?"
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm not that I'm looking down on you, but I am. But I am.
Thank you. I want to play some more music.
Play some more.
I want to play some more music. This is To Ramona.
And then I'm going
to
borrow your Frank Zappa records.
Time for Bob.
Ramona, come closer, shut softly your watery eyes. The pangs of your sadness will pass as your senses will rise. For the flowers of the city, though breath like it, death like some time. And there's no use in trying to deal with the dying, though I cannot explain that in lines. You crack country lips, I still wish to kiss, as to be by the strength of your skin. Your magnetic movement still captures the minutes I'm in. But it grieves my heart, love, to see you trying to be a part of a world that just don't exist. It's all just a dream, babe, a vacuum, a scheme, babe, that sucks you into feeling like this. I can see that your head has been twisted and fed with worthless foam from the mouth. I can tell you are torn between staying and returning back to the south. You've been fooled into thinking that the finishing end is at hand. Yet there's no one to beat you, no one to defeat you, except the thoughts of yourself feeling bad. I've heard you say many times that you're better than no one, and no one is better than you. If you really believe that, you know you have nothing to win and nothing to lose. From fixtures and forces and friends, your sorrow does stem. That hype you and type you and making you feel that you gotta be just like them. I'd forever talk to you, but soon my words would turn into a meaningless ring. Far deep in my heart I know there's no help I can bring. Everything passes, everything changes, just do what you think you should do. And someday, maybe, who knows, baby, I'll come and be crying to you.
quiet on the set. CO85275, Subterranean Homesick Blues, number 10, take 1.
John is in the basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement looking by the government. A man in a trench coat, badge out, laid off. Says he's got a bad bill, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. Man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills and you only got 10. Maggie comes fleet foot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says a man, he say they must bust in early May, orders from the DA. Look out, kid, it don't matter what you did, but walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows, better stay away from those that carry around a fire hose. Keep a clean nose, be careful of the plain clothes, you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Get sick, get well, hang around the inkwell, ring bar, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell. Try hard, get barred, get back, ride rail, get jail, join bail, join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit by users, cheaters, six-time losers, hanging around the theaters, a girl by the whirlpools looking for a new fool. Don't follow leaders and watch your parking meters. Get born, keep warm, short pants, romance, learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed, try to be success, please her, please him, buy gifts, don't steal, don't live, 20 years of schooling and they put you on a day shift. Look out, kid, they keep it all hid. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle, don't wear sandals, try to avoid the scandals. If you don't wanna be a bum, you better not chew gum. And the pump don't work cause the vandals took the handle.
Won't you come see me, Queen
Indeed.
I love that song. That's a great song.
Yes, indeed.
Some Bob
that we're playing. And
we really need a better name for the show. Because, was it? It's Time for Bob.
It's Time for Bob,
yeah. the name of the show. If anyone can think of a better name for the show, please...
Please let us know. Please know. Send us an email or... there's probably a number of things that we can probably...
Yeah, I just think that we couldn't think of one that was clever because our other show names are... I guess they're clever in a way. We thought they were.
we thought of them, so they have to be clever.
But we couldn't think of a name for the Bob show, so we just called it a Time for Bob.
Time for Bob.
Which seems just kind of like...
Simple.
Simple, to the point.
I mean, the tape that Jeff Bridges has in the Big Lebowski.
It just says Bob.
It just says Bob.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
No. Do you want to just call the show Bob?
No, that's taken. That's lame.
God damn
so
it.
That's,
we cannot do it from the Big Lebowski. That makes us look terrible.
So it's Time for Bob.
All right, Time for Bob.
And
we had that set?
We had quite a bit of Bob in that. We started out with To Ramona from the Freewheelin' Bob Dylan.
That's one of my favorite Bob songs ever.
That's a really great record, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you've been kind of burning me here on my lack of Bob. But I am familiar with these mm-hmm. records, and I have heard many tracks. To Ramona is one of the most beautiful songs he ever did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great song.
An excellent song. We also had his version of I Want to Be Your Lover from from a Biograph.
Yeah, it's from Biograph. No, Bob wrote that. It just is his kind of answer to the Beatles and the Stones doing I Want to Be Your Man, because I guess he thought it was a silly song for both of them to do. So he wrote a song in that vein to kind of like go for a hit. I don't think it ever was released.
Good for him. It
rocks. It's a good song.
Yes. And he's got a good sense of humor.
He's got a great band.
Good for him, man.
Yeah, I think that's the Hawks backing
him up. It's that humor that's so misunderstood. You know? That's what makes his writing so misunderstood.
Because it's surrealist humor, and in that one, it's just kind of applied to a love song, and it's just great.
Exactly. And the classic Subterranean Homesick Blues, a demo version of that, or at least a basic tracks version of that, taken from a bootleg series. Volume 3, I believe that is on.
Yeah.
And
that bootleg series, that first one that released the volumes 1, 2, 3, 1 to 3. Oh, man, that's a great... That's what I'm going to tell you need to go and buy.
I need to buy that. I have that box set.
That's right, you do, don't you? Where is that? You have the box.
Box set is right down there. Okay.
That's one of my favorite things to see in a record store, because when you flip it over, it has like 100 songs on it, and it just looks like a treasure trove of music.
Yeah,
it's great.
It really is, and that is.
And
a
I
very...
still look at it every time I'm in a record store in the box set section, even though I've got it.
And I like that version of that song, because you expect that to come in at the very beginning.
Yeah, we were both waiting for it, and it doesn't happen.
It's like,
and it
wait a minute, what's going on here?
And there are about two or three points in the song where that peeling guitar sound comes in, and it's just isn't there, and it seems strange. But I like this take on it.
Very good. I like that one, and. And that is what we heard in that last set here on the Bob Show here on the balcony.
And then we finished with Queen Jane, approximately.
And, Queen Jane. I didn't mention that?
No, you didn't mention that.
Oh, Queen Jane approximately finished that set.
Yeah, which is on Highway 61, and that is a studio outtake.
Studio outtake.
Kind of a slower version of it that we found online.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice indeed. So we're just having fun here on the balcony.
Listening to some Bob.
Listening to some really great Bob. You're educating me very well here.
You're welcome.
And
you're welcome.
Okay, all right. just don't knock things over anymore.
I have not yet knocked anything over, but I've come perilously close. I don't think I've knocked anything over in the studio yet.
No,
I've done a lot of knocking things over in the living room, but not in the studio.
That's true. Yeah. Thank you very much.
And I think I've knocked something over in your kitchen once, and you may not know about until now.
Well, you did, huh? All right. Well, you probably cleaned it up nicely, and I didn't notice it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
Hey, let's play some music.
Play some music. It's a really...
this is a good place to start.
This is a very odd track. It's a very short
one.
Here
we go.
Jet Pilot. From Biograph, Time for Bob, Man, on the Balcony. Ha-ha.
Well, she's got Jet Pilot eyes from her... Hips on down. All the bombardiers are trying to force her out of town. She's 5'9" and she carries a monkey wrench. She weighs more by the foot than she does by the inch. She got all the downtown boys all at her command. But you got to watch her closely, 'cause she ain't no woman, she's a man.
Well, that's all right, mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, mama. Just any way you do. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right, mama. I'm leaving town for sure, and then you won't be bothered with me hanging around your door. But that's alright, that's alright, that's alright, mama, anyway.
Sing one, mama.
Now, mama, she done told.
Done told me too. Son, that gal you're fooling with, she ain't no good to you. But that's alright, that's alright, that's alright, mama.
Thank you.
my God.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
Hello, my friends.
There are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Prunes.
Thank you.
Ike and Tina Review.
Big Brother in the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are. The Replacement.
Love is a burning. It makes for a fiery ring.
A wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went high. And it burns, burns, burns. That ring of fire, that ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet. Like ours, me.
I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire was wild.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 but the flames went high. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire.
Thank you.
since you've been gone, I've been walking around with my head bowed down to my shoes. I've been living the blues every night without you. I don't have to go far to know where you are. Strangers all give me the news. I've been living the blues every night without you. Think that it's best I soon get some rest and forget my pride. But I can't deny this feeling that I carry for you deep down inside. If you see me this way, you'd come back and you'd stay. Oh, how could you refuse? I've been living the blues every night without you.
So true, so true. Living the blues without you.
That's a good
you.
Song.
Oh, yes. He does a good blues song. I got to hand it to...
nice country blues.
...to old Bob there. He does do a good blues when he wants to.
It's got a nice little shuffle to it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Catchy, catchy little tune there.
All right. What are we playing that, Scott? What are we playing that set, Scott?
Oh,
I had a malfunction
God.
There.
Wait, hey,
did we play in that set, Scott?
It's funny you should ask. I have the information
funny
right here in my hand.
You should say what
we
it is.
We started with Jet Pilot, a cute little song there from Biograph.
A doodle,
to say the least. And we also had him in there with Johnny Cash. We had two songs from him with Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Doing That's All Right Mama with Carl Perkins on guitar. That's some great stuff.
I know,
it's just,
man.
You got three
Isn't
legends
that cool?
Right there.
That is so cool that they did that.
That's just amazing.
Yes, it's around the time that Bob was on his television show and when they did... that song that Johnny did on Nashville Skyline. So it's about 68, I think.
Yes.
It's just so cool that they just were friendly and then they went and did some songs in the studio and they were goofing around.
And that was amazing.
I have them. There's like 15 or 16 of them. They're old country and songs that they do. And it's just great. And so we played a couple of them there that
we
really liked.
We had a couple of them. That's All Right Mama and also Ring of Fire.
I love how ragtag they are.
Which really kind of made it kind of cool, you know? I mean, it's good that the engineer was on top of it there and was recording everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. It materialized into something. It materialized into
these bootlegs.
That and Dylan was also on Johnny Cash's show.
He was on the show, and Johnny was on his record. And then I was listening to a Johnny Cash tribute record. I forgot. It's called Kindred Spirits, I think.
Uh-huh.
And it was released in the late 90s, I think, or the early part of this decade. And Bob does a live version of Train of Love on it. And at the beginning, he thanks Johnny for sticking up for him.
I've heard that, yes.
Yeah, I played that for you, haven't I?
Yes, you have.
At the beginning, he says, thanks, Johnny, for sticking up for me. And
the only
for,
one who stood up for
for
me.
For standing up for me way back when and everything. He's like, sorry I couldn't be there because Bob was on tour at the time, because Bob's always on tour.
Always.
And so then they did this great version of Train of Love, which we're not playing in this show, but we will play on the balcony eventually.
That would be
because that's a good song.
Because we got way too much to play already.
And we
played a lot in that set. And we also had another song in there, a classic from Nashville Skyline, Peggy Day, a nice little Nice little.
Did you mention Ring of Fire? We didn't mention.
Yes, I did mention Ring of Fire. Yes, I did. Thank you very much. And we wound things up there with Living the Blues from Self-Portrait.
Self-Portrait.
And you heard it all here on the balcony. It is time for Bob. And
we have a nice set to finish up our show here with. Or the final block of music.
Final block of music. It's actually Bob Dylan and the band.
Yeah.
Some rare recordings from the basement sessions, basement tapes sessions.
They went downstairs and they recorded a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, here, I'm going to pull it off the wall.
Yes.
You do have the basement tapes, and it's, 24 songs are on the original release. And so there's about another 40 of them that have popped up on various bootlegs, and I pulled them off the internet. So that's at least 50 songs that have seen the light of day. Who knows what else they did down there, but that's
amazing.
And
I guess they have a lot of time on their hands. Down,
yeah,
I guess.
And I mean they're not all great songs, but there's a lot of real gems there. And in the sessions that I found the bootlegs, there's some real amazing things that I don't know how they managed to not record on the record. So I think we're going to start out with a couple of them.
We are going to start out, yes,
killer.
Just some killer tracks. This one is going to be called. This is called. It's called Waltzing with Sin.
Yes, it's a good song.
This is really great. The Basement Tapes.
Bob and the Band.
Hard within and ignore. We'll be right back.
goodness.
Yes. Listen to that. Music recording in a basement.
Very nice
indeed.
Played
on a balcony.
Oh, my God. Bob Dylan and the band.
They went downstairs and they hammered out like 1,000 songs.
It sure seems like
and
it.
And they're all great. And that's just the tip of the iceberg of what we're going to play eventually. Because we're going to wind up playing all of it, I think. Because this is just our first Bob show. And there'll be
much more.
It's the first of a series, yeah.
We'll probably dedicate one entire show to that, or at least most.
That's
of
That's not a
of
bad
show.
Idea. Yeah,
you know, or
the bulk of a show, because it's not enough for a full show. I think because we're gonna play. We played a few of them tonight, or we could. I guess we could replay them. Just do that as one show. Who knows?
Well,
fuck it. It's our
only
show.
Only time will tell, man.
We'll subject people to something.
Well, what did we have in that set there, Doctor?
So, Doctor?
Doctor?
So, those were all from the basement tape sessions. That was Bob Dylan and the band. And we played Waltzing with Sin, Four Strong Winds, which is my favorite song that they do together. It's just a good song. And then we played Odds and Ends and finished up with This Wheel's on Fire, which is probably the most recognizable of the group we just played.
The Odds and Ends song is, too, because that's...
Yeah, that one made the record, didn't
it? That one made the record. Yes, yeah. Two versions of it, actually. Made
that's
the
right.
Record.
One in Odds and Ends, one in two, yeah.
That's right. So that would probably be, like, number 8. Judging from how good it sounds, because it sounds like it's a finished product in that particular recording.
That one was pretty
Some
thorough.
Of them are a little rough, but there were some good recordings in there. And they were just appropriate to take us out and wind up this.
Yeah, it just
very
seemed like
a
good place to finish with Bob and the band
That's
playing
right.
songs downstairs in the basement.
And we are going to end things here with a song from an album that I'm actually not familiar
Street
with.
Legal
Street
is a
Legal.
Good record.
It, Street Legal is a, it, you say is a good record.
It is. It really is. It's a late 70s Bob.
I'll go out and buy that one. That'll
yes,
be,
it's on your list.
It is on my list too.
I'm not even going to give you a list, but I'm going to tell you, just go buy them all.
Just
man.
Buy them all, and you know,
take your hard-earned money.
Get them at a good price.
Take
too.
Your hard-earned money and your holiday bonus, and go down to Amoeba and buy whatever they have.
Okay.
Because I bet you right now they have at least 9 or 10 Bob CDs there in the stack.
Oh, I'm sure
I know
there's quite a bit more.
Well, there'll be a bunch of them, multiple copies, because Bob does get picked over, but. I recommend you go down there. Do it.
I will do that.
I'll take you if I have to.
No, you will not. You will do no such thing.
I'll ride the bus with you if I have to.
I'm quite capable of riding the bus
I wanted
by
to
myself.
Go to Amoeba,
thank
man.
You very much.
I was just going to go
I
to
do
the
it
store.
On a daily and regular basis.
That's right. Scott does trust public transportation on a daily basis.
Mm. Come rain
I don't
or
have
come
to do
shine.
That no more. As an unemployed person. But one
You're,
day,
well, you got
one day
plans.
I will again.
You will again. You still do. But at any rate, let's wind this thing up here.
Yeah, let's finish up. We have one last song for you.
This is called Is Your Love in Vain?
Yeah, a nice hidden gem from Street Legal.
That's right. Thanks for joining us. And
my name was Anthony. This is Scott. And this is Bob Dylan.